We are continuing our shiurim on Shaz on Otot Chaim, and we're doing Shaz Ze'ampin, starting a new, fresh patsuf here, and we're starting Perek Aleph. Okay, we're talking about the inyanim of building the patsufim, the creation of the patsufim. We spoke about Atik, Arich, Abba Ve'ima. Now we're finally to the final stages of the patsufim, which is Ze'ampin. Now, Agav, as the Deris of the Arhiza, he doesn't only speak about Ze'apin, he'll speak about other things as well. But that's the way it is in Kabbalah, because everything is interwined together, so you're bound to speak about other facets. But the main focus is to speak about the main parts of that us Klal Yisrael have to do in our Tikkunim. We have the most Shaychas to Ze'apin Venok. Okay, so let's start. Perek Alev Shah. Ze'ampin, which is on the old edition, is Daf Chafhei Amud Beis, and in the Matuk Midvash, it's page Shin Nun Dalit. Nevar Inyan Zer Venukve. We're going to explain now Zer Venukve. Asher Tikunam Ba Ache Tikun Abba Ve'ima. Right? Obviously, the Pasuk is after Abba Ve'ima. Ve'inen Nisbar Le'el Kizu Nase Mevichinas Sheva Tachton and Dema. As we know, we learned these sugyas already, that Za is made up of the seven tachtonas of Ma and the seven tachtonas of Ben. And Zulose hak sorim shebesheva tachtonas de Ben ki elu olu Begufa de Atik Keniskal Ez. We learned all this in previous Prakim, that the Ksorim of the Zain Tachtonim of Zain Ma'u Ben went to the Guf of Atik. Okay, that was just a side point. But Omna. Mekoimo hu limato meakhum v'oysa parsa Niskal El, which is Arach Ampin. Shemafseket be'emsa Gufa de Arach. I'll explain in a minute. At Oysa Parsa. Let me show you a little picture of what's going on here. So let's just focus over here. So over here we see the different Patsufim. We're going to talk about the Halbosha of the Patsufim. And this is the basic layout of the Patsufim. So the gray, which is the middle one, stems from the top to the bottom, is what we call the Patsuf of Arich. Now, on top of Arich, we're going to have two other Patsufim called Abba Ve'ima, which is Migoron Ad Chazer of Arich, and then from the Chazer after the Tibur, you're going to have Yisosaba Ve'tfuna. And then later on, which I have in Mitzayin here, you're going to have Zun, which are Malbish, the Tiferet, Shlish Tiferet Tachton, and the Nahi of Arich. Okay, so you got that? You have three Patsufim, which are Malbish on top of Arich, which is Abba Ve'ima, which is one. Two is Yisosaba V'tfuna, and the third one is Zun. Okay? Where's the Parsa? Here's the Parsa that we're speaking about over here. The Parsa is over here, which is a diagonal, which we call the diaphragm, which we have ourselves, which is a diaphragm, which stems from the beginning of the Tiferes of Arich until the Sof Tiferes of Arich. So that's the diaphragm. So they are below, we're talking about Zah, Venuk, is below the Parsa. Okay, is that clear?
Where is this Krum there?
Excuse me? I just told you, Krum is over here inside of Arich.
And the Krum means the diaphragm?
It's the Parsa, yeah. It's a diaphragm, yeah. Which is inside of Arir, which is the great Parsuf. On top of that, you have Abba Ve'ima. And then Zun is Tachas the Parsuf. Tachas the Parsuf, which is over here. Okay? Let's see that again. Omnam Mekoima, where is the Mokum of Zun? Hu Lemate Me'akhum, Ve'oysu Parsa Niskele, Shemafseket Be'emsa Gufa de Arir. The Gufa de Arir is always a Tiferet of Arir. Ki Ad, Oysu Parsa, Ad Sham. Adsham he assumed Yisrael Saba V'tfuna, as we saw, that's the end of Yisrael Saba V'tfuna. Or mina pasa lemata maschil zun. That's when zun is after the pasa. והנאזים מלבוש על אל ערך למטה, שום תיבור דאחפים בלמטה, עד סיום רגליו של ערך, כמו שנסבר עתה בעזרת השם. As we showed in this picture exactly. Now we're talking about a very interesting sugya called Dadi Behema. I don't know if you ever heard of this music, Dadi Behema. Now, we mentioned it earlier on. We actually showed you a picture. I'll show you a picture again over here. The same picture that we showed earlier on. Let's just see it in a picture form and then we'll see it inside. Now this is very, very, very important because this is the source of all the Patsuf. And the Patsuf will have to go through what's called the yinikas of the Dadi Behema in order to grow. Now, what are the Dadi Behema? These are the great parts over here. So what do we see over here? This is a halbasha of Arich, which is the red, on top of what we call Atik. Let's not get too into the halbasha, but rather let's look at Atik itself. This is all the blue part and the gray part. So Atik, let's look at the bottom part of Atik. We have three parakim to the Netzach. Netzach Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And then you have Hod, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. The Gimel Chalokim, which are in gray, are dipping into the world, which is called the world of Bria. The world of Bria. Okay, those two are called the Dadi Behema. Why is that? Because, as we know, a behema's dodim are by its legs. And the dodim are give a form of yinika, nourishment to the vladim, to the younger ones. So that's what we're saying over here. The atik is going to be a source of yinika, a nourishment for the rest of the patsufim. Arich, abav, ima, zun, all going to be yoinik from this. That means it's interesting that they're going to grow in here. This is all Atzilus. All the parts of them are going to grow in this area called Atzilus. And then they're going to dip into Bria, Biyoinik, and then go back up. Each one of them. Right? That's Arich. It's going to go back down. Abav Ima, and then so and so and so. Right? That's called the Dadi Behema of... why it's called Dadi Behema? Again, because these are the legs of Arich. The legs of Arich are stretched down into Bria. So they go past the world of Atzilus, that's what it's called. It looks like Dodim. That's what he's going to say now. V'nevar ate mashi yadeinu lemale bedrush tikkun arir. Levar ech kol b'china Atzilus yinaku metchilas miso dade behema. V'achga yinaku mebechinat dade odom. Two types of yinika. One is from a lower part of Atik, and one is from the higher part of Atik. Now the shayla is, what is the benefit of this yinika over here? Well, what exactly does the yinika do? So there is a ramaz in Ois Kuf Samech Ches. All the mefarshim go into this shaila of what are the Dadi Behema, what is the tafkin, the leshim and klolin and digle ava, shem tzosan. They all are tumbling exactly. It's not clear from the rab exactly what is the tafkin. Is yoinik the patsufim, but is that all that it does? So the two main tafkidim is that, as we know, there was a shvira. Remember, we spoke about the shvira. The zayin tachtonim broke, and they fell into the world of bria. Now, what's keeping them alive? So one of the answers is that these dadi behem are going into bria and keeping the shivrim alochim alive. That's one tafkid. The other tafkid is is to give nourishment to the new patsufim, which is coming up. Those are the two main tafkidim. Now the question is that the Leshem goes into this very much. Like I said, all the mafarshim speak about this. The Leshem speaks about this, and he asks, because we've learned already that the Zayim Malachim are getting nourishment from all of their own counterparts, right? Again, the Zayim Malachim are built of two things. All and Keli. The Keli fell into Bria and the all stayed in Atzilus. Why did the all stay in Atzilus? Remember, they have to stay within three spheres in order to give nourishment to the Kelim and so on and so forth. So the Kelim are not going to dry out because they have their own particular all. So for example, the all of Chokmah is giving nourishment to the Keli of Chokmah. So again, why would you need the Dadi Behema to give nourishment to the Zayim Tachtonim? He asks another few very interesting questions that I'll share with you. He says, הרי כל אחד מקבל האורה מאורו עצמו שבעצירס. That's the question I just asked. So why do we need the Dada Behema? לאיזה תורה יודו לעתיק? And then the third one is מאין היה יונקין מלוכים קודם שנתקן עתיק. Because we said עתיק is there to give nourishment to the Zion Malachim. But the thing is, the Zion Malachim happened way, way before Atik was Nitkan, in order for the Dadim to go into Bria. So that Zman, where was the nourishment of, for the Zion Malachim? And he says, L'chor ha'yitzorech tzarech shekol partzuf yonig me'partzuf me'elav v'lo me'atik. Because as we know, that always the partzuf she'me'elav creates the partzuf she'tachtov. And what do you mean? Creates it, gives nourishment to the part of shetachtav. So Abba v'ima nourish Zun, Arich nourish Abba v'ima, Atik nourishes, and so on and so forth. But here we won't find that. We'll find that Atik nourishes all of them. All of them go down from Arich, goes down into Bria is yonig from Atik. Abba v'ima go into Bria yonig from Atik. Zun goes down be yonig from Atik. Shelo kesidran l'chora. What should happen is that each one should be yearning, only yearning from its parts of Shema Elav. The last question that they ask, Shem Sosan, again the Leshem, Lefi the Klole of Mebesore Erze Eloka, that we can see, we can understand all the spiritual world from this world, from where whatever we see here, gives us an inkling of what's happening. Where do we find that this inyan of Dadi Behema? By Adam, that a person is yearning from Dada Behema. You know, the Gemara speaks about a choyli, that the only cure is Dada Behema, but that's a very strange case. So where do we find that? So he explains, just gives it's a long shtickle. Just the tamsis of the teretz is that when the Zayim Alochim fell down into Bria, and actually into Abia, they broke. There's a chalakim that stayed in Atzilus. There's a chalakim that went into Bria and Yetzira and Asiya. They fell into various four different places, four different worlds. So Enoch and Nami, the ones that fell into Bria, were nourished from the fact that they're always in Atzilus. But the chalik itself of Atzilus also needed nourishment to keep it going. And that is where the Dada Behema come along. They come along in order to nourish that chelik of the Zayim Malachim, which is in Atzilus, to give them koach.
Atzilus
they
are in Bria, no?
What?
Those that they are in Bria, not Atzilus.
Right, but what's happening in Zun, which starts off in Atzilus, they go down into Bria. And so chelokim and Atzilus are going down to Bria, so they're yearning from Atik in order to give those chelokim and Atzilus.
So which chelik is in, like the chelik which is in Atzilus, the chelik which is in Bria?
The chelik of Atzilus which is in Bria.
The chelik?
We have to just get our heads around this. What's happening is that the Patsufa are being born. There's a lady of the Patsufa in the world of Atzilus. So they're Atzilus, they're the maid of Atzilus.
Mm-hmm.
They're going into Bria. Mm-hmm. So that chelik of Atzilus going to Bria, that needs a chizuk, that needs the yinika,
mm-hmm.
Right? It's not the chelik of Bria shebo or Yitzir Asiya shebo, but rather the chelik of Atzilus shebo,
which is in Bria.
Yeah. Okay. The Shemitz Sassim gives another teret to this question: is where do we see this in this mitzias? He says of a baby being yearning from a mother, we find this mitzias of Dada Behema. What's John? Because since a baby, as a part of his growing, it grows in the ranche, nefesh wal neshama chai yechida. It grows up. A baby also grows in intellect and in growth, right? It goes in nefesh, and then it's zoiche to neshama, ruach, neshama, and so on and so forth. So as it's been yonik, the bechinas nefesh behamis, it's been yonik and nefesh behamis dika yenika. That's the Dada Behema Shabbat. That's what the Shem and Sosan and Ois Dalit wants to say. Okay, let's go weiter. V'naschim bebrin is tikkun arich. Now, okay, so we spoke a little bit about Zun. Now we're going to start now talking about the again, a side point, not actually a side point, but we're talking about the tikkunim a little bit on the overall general basis of all the paltufin in short words. We know that every paltuf takes yud beis chodesh to grow. Okay, so the Rav Chaim Vital is very short in his words, and the pshat is like this: is that he's talking about the paltuf of Atik. Now he says, "Lo yadati," it's very unusual. He says, "Lo yadati hechan hayamokum ibolze." Well, I can tell you where it was. It was in Atik, right? Because he's talking about Arich. Now, where was Arich's birth? Ibol. He says he doesn't know. Means you should know that it comes from Atik. Guy dying with kilo is mechase dvorim, but the pshat over here lo yedati exactly all the pratim, because since we're talking about a bechin which is very very high, we're talking about an arich which is coming from Atik, so those finer details he doesn't know. But rather arich we know comes from Atik, right? So what's the lo yedati? The pshat is lo yedati is, it's called so high that we don't know any more information. V'hine, kasher arich haye besod ibo. Nolad v'yotze l'chut v'yod l'mat v'olom abriya. So again, arich came out of Atik. Besod ibo.
It must say we learned that Atik come from a chelek of man, chelek of ban.
Yeah.
Ben. And arich come from another chelek of man, a chelek of ban. But not from Atik.
Yeah, because we're learning also Tzchaim, we're not learning Etzchaim. But in Etzchaim is Mavur that Arich actually comes out from the Sa'ari Dikne, the Arich, the Atik. So actually, yeah. So there's a lot of details that you don't know. It's actually coming, it's coming from Atik, but again, from this Achelik of the Ben, Achelik of Ma. So that's how it's being born. It's not actually birth inside, but it's a birth actually outside. Tachet Sa'ari Dikne, the Atik. Okay, so he's coming out. Ati Arich is being born now. Nolad v'yotzo lechut v'yored. So he's not tzilus yor lemata ba'olam abriya. Or to l'olam amashi yiyeh achekah olam abriya. That means there's no briya because we're barely fixing up at this point in time. Atzilus, of course, again there's no briya. Ki adam lo nivra olam abriya. V'yor lemata lemokom tchei perkim tatayin de netzach o de atik yomim. That's what I showed you in the picture. The tchei perkim tatayin de netzach o. Those are the adadi behema of Arich abati. Asher bi'alu lemal shehem omdim lemata ba'olam abriya. And that's where Ari was taki yonik from, these two prokim of Ati. Shehem, b'siyum raglaim dimyon shnei dali behem shedadehem smuchus leraglayim v'amaskil yavin erch nasi mamish bechinas dadi behema dadim limata ve'ein laharich. Because this is exactly mamish dadi behema, the yonik, and this all the paltzuvim went down to be yonik. I had a question as follows. My question was, is that we know by chug, when the chug goes down, it goes down from the yesod de ima, we know the yesod de ima is open, and it's mispashet in the guf de zah. We know there's also chug in the right part of her leg, which is a netzach. We know there's chug in the left part. The problem is, since the right part and the left part are sosum, right, there's no opening by the netzach and hod of ima, your feet, there's no opening there. So what happens is that the chug, which is coming out from the yesod ima, bash bangs in. There's a batosha between the right side, which is the netzach, and the left side, which is a hod, and that comes out. That the chug, which is inside the netzach hod, comes out. But they don't come out because it's sosu. Here we're saying that from the netzach and hod of atik comes out the shefa, but the sosu. It's not like the right from ima the chug only comes out. The shefa only comes out from yesod. Yeah. Yesod is open, but we never find shefa coming out from from netzach, from the raglaim, from netzach hod. So what's I looked? I didn't see anybody really answer this question. But I think I gave sort of two possible answers. One possible answer is here that you are enchanavi. They don't come out by itself, but here al yenika. you're sucking your own blood. When you, the blood doesn't come out of your body, but you can, if you hard enough, you suck on your skin, you draw out. That's what's happening here. Well, the other pshat here is the etzim. The Farshi explained that here is a bit more teeth than what the Arizal is actually saying. Is that here the netzach and hod, which is the dadi be'ema, are actually being malbish out of the malchut vatik. And Malchut, we know the Yitzhiya for Malchut. Malchut is a ganze tafkid of Malchut to be Yoitze Shefa, right? To be Moitze Shefa. So you're right, Enech Anami from the Atik itself is not coming out, but since it's Tzumbundin, since it's the Halbosh of Malchut, Malchut has the koel to be Yoitze this and to bring it out. Right, it's not a double should be mele, but rather it needs some pool, either the yiniko or either the malchus, which is malbish to stay pchokim of the nesav hodatik, which take it out. Okay, ve'acha says the Arizal vayta ve'acha she yanik misham. Once it comes out for them, heik dealer yosef ve'olam atzilus. That gives it the koach of coming out from bria. Either the yiniko gives a koach and goes all the way up back into atzilus. Vehilbishu eses firos shebol leshevat tachtonis de atik yomim. Kemoshi is baru lemalo hare nishlam tikkun ach. This is very, very crucial. It tells you the halbosha, how the halbosha learns, looks. That means we have arich, which is telling the is being malbish, not the nahi, as we usually learn. So there's very many different steels in halbosha, but he was saying a different vault in halbosha. The vault is over here is that the zayin tachtonim of atik of being maluvish. Ali de Arich. Okay. And there he gets another different type of yenike, which is called Dadi Odom.
I don't understand. Saying that Arich is Malbish, the Zat of Atik.
Yeah.
And knowing that Netzach the Od of Atik is in Brir.
Yeah.
Force us to understand that part of Arich is as well in Brir.
No, it comes all the way out.
What?
It comes all the way out.
No, but even Atik is still in Brir.
Yeah, so on. Only Atik is in Brir.
And
Arir comes.
It's not managed completely. There's a part of Atik which is down.
Correct. Dadi Behema is miyuchat to Atik. That's the only part. That's the only chelik which is in Brir. Everything else is taken up in Atzilus. Now, ve'aba ve'ima. Ve'aba ve'ima gam kein nitkenu achekach. Right? Ve'gam tikunam alidei ibu. Same story. And they also come down into Bria. Also, they come down to Bria, the yonik from the two prokim of Atik. Right, so Abba v'Ima also go down into Bria, yearning from Atik, and that gives them koach to go all the way up and to be malbish the tibur, the goron, sorry, of Arich, the goron Arich ad mokem tibur. This was our picture over here. Let me just show you again. This is the picture you see over here. Clearly, that Abba v'Ima have gone up, and this is the goron of Atik. So the Abba v'Ima go on. Into Atik be malbish is chelik, and we see the same thing over here. We saw Sabah Tuna be malbish the chazir. In a minute's time, we'll see that. Okay. Now let's go weiter. Now, if you notice clearly, there's two stages. There's an extra stage in Abba v'Ima that we didn't have by Atik, by Arif. Vasibu shayu shtei aliyas, because what we saw the what? First of all, there was an aliyah. There's a ma'isa yenika, and then there was a habosha of Arif on top of this Mokum Yenika, and then finally went up to the Gaon. Then it finally went up to the Gaon. So there's a middle stage that we didn't have enough. And he's asking the question, Siba Shah you shtei aliyas, who kikan yesh lehem lalois shtei madregas, shem b'chinas atik u b'chinas ares. So the Mefarshim explained that what's pshat over here, because there's a habosh of arir, which he doesn't talk about, but there's a habosh of arir, which is on top of Avatik. So you're right, like we just spoke about right now, that Arich is not in the Mokum, is not down in Bria. It's not in Bria. But is not bria. So therefore, Abba v'ima yoinig directly. You know what? According to some Farshim, what I said was not correct. Because I tell you what they're saying is that the malchus of Arich is malbish, that chelik which is in bria. According to some of Farshim. Yeah, and that's why I think Lecho, you have to learn all that. You have to learn this strat over here as well, to Miyashiv. Because the Beis Lechem Yehuda he asks the question at the end of the day, what's these two stages, Atik and Arich? You have Atik and then you have Arich on top. Well, the question is more like this: when you have a Habosh of Arich, which is completely surrounding Atik, then it's not just to say I have two stages over here. I'm being yearning from Atik, and then I'm yearning from Arich. Because if one mabush the other, as soon as you're yearning from Arich, automatically yearning from Atik, because one is mabush the other one, right? Shalom v'shalom. So what's pshat? I'm yearning from Atik, and then I'm yearning from Arich. That makes sense. There's no two stages over here. So the pshat is that. The pshat is, I'll tell you the Roshan, Shkoidim haye yenika me'atik, mitoch arach ampin, v'achke haye arach ampin, yenika me'arach ampin, abba v'ima yenika from arach ampin levad. This also needs, I'm just thinking right now, as I'm speaking, it also needs a shtick of bira, because at the end of the day, there's still habosha over there. Because you have, if you say that arach is malbish atik, unless you want to learn faket over here, you could learn that there's no habash on the atik, on the netzach v'chod. No, but he's saying over here that there, Yoisa, I have to look more into this, because you said there is a aliyah. There's two stage aliyahs over here. The first aliyah is olu v'hilbush oisom tchei pokim tachtoni the netzach v'chod. So there's a yinika, and also there's an aliyah on that mokum.
At the beginning, they were yonek from the dadim, and then the first al-bosha, just around the dadim, and then second al-bosha on arich.
So what is he saying? So what is he saying over here? So there's two stages, because the first, when we spoke about arich, we said the yonek, and then they jump all the way up to the golem, right? And here we're saying there's an extra stage over here. So what's the answer? Why is there an extra stage? He's saying because there's an atik and there's an arich over here. So what's pshat over here? If take arich is malbish atik in ganzen weiter. So what I'm just going to read my notes about. Gam she malchus de arich malbish netzav ho de atik afu bikein nechshav abba ve'ima oile shtei aliyas lehalbish atik v'achyach arich. It needs a bit more beer over here because, okay, we'll move on. We'll get back to this nekuda. Aval arich she'ein olav rak madriga achas dailo v'pam achas, like we said, v'pam achas lalo et sheva tachtones de'atik yomim ve'aliyas achas ki kula madriga achas. Again, there's no middle halbosha. There's no middle madriga in arich because there's no halbosha except for arich. Now finally we get to the tikkun of zun. Shetchila haya beibo b'may bina. Over here, the dagish over here, like I told you, here there's the ibo b'may bina. Why is he stretching the my? Because over here there was no ibo in my atik or arich. That's not the way it happened, because again it was all outside, exterior, tachat sa'arei. Sare Atik or Arich, but there wasn't this Maya Bina. And what it means by Bina, by the way, is Tvuna, because Zun always is Yonik from the Pounce of Shema'ila, which is Tvuna. So Bina is also Lavdaka. Va'achkeva Zman Leidosa. Okay, so they come out from Tvuna, and then there's a Leidem. Ve'yorod Lematu Bubriya Tachas Oysa Tre Prikim Tatin Denesa Vahodati. ויונקו משם מזמן יניקה, ואחכה הגדילו ועולו, והלבישו אוסן תחי פרקים, דעתיק, so the yonik, they go down to בריאה. Yonik from the two פרקים of עתיק. ואחכה הגדילו עוד, ועולו למוקוימם, שהוא מן הציבור דעך למטה, והלבישו הוא שם. And like I showed you in the picture, the מלביש from the חזה of עריך downwards. Downwards. ואחר כך הגדילו יוסף ועולו למקום נהי דתפונה של בחינת הקטנוס וינוקו משם משלושה אמצויס שלה, which is חגת, שהוא מקום החזה. מקום החזה. So you see what's happening over here. So there's two stages. It goes up sort of the nahi of arich, and then now you sit with me. It goes up to the Nai of Atik, and then it goes up to the Chagat of Arich. Now, why is it going up to the Chagat of Arich? Shul Mokum Chaza, in order to get this Yenika from the Dadi of the Ima. Dadi of the Ima. Those are the two stages of Aliyah. Aliyah Bilvad Bevachutz. Again, this Aliyah is a superficial Aliyah. Keder Shagbaz Ha'em is a Tinuk Mina Yehoteha. The yonik mi ben shtei zoteh. So sort of a baby taken by the hands of the mother, brought up artificially on the outside. Obechinas nikra etzleinu tamei bechinas yenika. We find this word all over the place. Bechinas yenika. He's explaining you important taich over here. B'mekom etz acherim har b'mekomus. Ech yesh losh zmanim lezun. V'hem ibo v'yenika mochem v'gadol. Very important. You have to remember this klal. This rule that there's always only three stages, well, many, multiple stages, but these are the main three stages, Ibo, Yeniko, Mochem, Digadlus. So the child grows up, the Ibo stage is the Nahi, and the Chagat as well, a little bit of the Chagat. And the Yeniko stage nurtures the Chagat stage. And the Mochem, Digadlus, finally you get the Chabad of the parts of the growth. ודאי, כי היניקה הזו היא יניקה אמיתי הנזכרת בדברים ודברינו תמיד, ואומנם כל שאר בחינס שהם שהיו אל זון אחרי שנולדו כולם נכלולו אימא ונקרא בחינס יניקה, אבל איקה אינו אל זון הנזכר. Again, there's different forms of יניקה, but it's what the Rizal is saying over here is that this יניקה is the most important יניקה. This is the main יניקה. This is a proper יניקה. Again, there's two types of יניקה that we're seeing over here, the Dadi Behema of the Attic, and also zoom bin yonik from ima pshut kemashmo from the chagat of ima va'achekar ba'azman gadlus amiti shel zoon, and then finally when he passes the stage of ibo, which is nai, and it grows to the chagat, and then finally he gets zman gadlus, which is the chabad of zoon, hu zman kinisus mochim de gadlus b'rosho az nai de tfune nechnasim mamash b'rosho liyot lo mochim. ואין זה כמו זמן יניקה שעולה על יחוסיה שהם נאי דתפונה ליאנק מן הדדים שבחזה, כי אז אינו רק עליה מבחוץ כנזכלל, אבל עתה נכנסים ממש בתוך הפנים יזה בבחינס מוחים ממש, הרי נמי כל בחינס תיקון של זום. So this is very very important, very important klal, because over here, like I told you, that was an artificial aliyah to the chagat of ima from Bechut. But here, when we're talking about getting the mochim, and this is very especially crucial to the Kavanas to understand this, is that when the mochim come into Zah, they're always malvush ali the nahi de ima. The ima gives her own nahi, which is called slomim levushim, which cover over, that's called the chitzonius of the nahi de ima, which is malbish the mochim, and then they go into za, in order to memayit the shefa, in order that it shouldn't be too strong for za. And that grows the path of zoon into gadlus. Okay, that's a very, very important rule. You got it? Okay. I'm trying to finish off. And ra'at ha'betchil is ezo ofen malbish zeh, ez arech min ha'tzibo v'lemata, like we show in the picture. Now, this is how it goes. Kesed zehu, where's the kesed zeh on compared to arich min atibo atziyum aguf nikra tiferes. So if you look at zeh ampin, the kesed is on the tiferes, the low part of tiferes. Shu al reshe de yachim v'shlosh pchokim de netzach de arim midla b'sheim kav yamin de zeh shu chokma chesed netzach hot. So if you look at the right side of zeh ampin, you have chesed Chachan, which is Chesed, Chochma, Chesed, and Netzach on the right hand side. That's Malbish all the three Chalokim of Arim. And on the left hand side, Tlot of Chokim, the Ho, the Arim, Midlabishim Toch, Smoli, the Zer. Shubir Gvu of Ho, that means on the left hand side you find Baga, which is Malbish, the three Chalokim of Ho, the Arim. V'yesod Arim midlabish v'kav emtsai shel zeh, and then the yesod of Arim, which is also three chalokim, on malbish the dati of zehampin. V'nukve, what about nukve shel zeh? Yotz min achazeh shel zeh v'lemata. So on top of the zeh, you have the bosho of nukve de zeh from his chazeh downward. Kedim yud zeh she yotz min arim mamesh nimtsa shel zeh malbish et arim ad siyum ragel mikotzada. So you have to imagine now that Zeampin is Malbish Arir completely from all sides. And then you have Nuk, which is on top of that. V'sham gam ke mistayim ragle zer, v'ragle nukva shel zer, v'sham hu siyum olam atzilus. That's the end of atzilus. V'omno ragle atig, v'tchei prekem tachton sholem, u'perke tachton netzar, v'perke tachton roho de atig. Eilu nichnos yosi lemat v'omdim gvul olam abriya, v'hu lemat me'olam atzilus, v'omdim sham v'brichinas shtei dodi b'yem k'niz k'lalem v'or. That's what I was telling you, that it's mashma, there's no habosh whatsoever. It seems that this is chutz menekla. Over there it seems to be mashma, that we pointed out, that there is Atik, Agu, which is Malbish. We have to miyash it maybe next time we meet. Yeah.
That's when it's metuken, yeah?
Metuken, yeah. It's been metuken in order for it to be taken out of the potsufim.
Okay.